B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
We're less than a week from Valentine's. I hate Valentine's Day. I hate it. And now, let me tell you why.
And you're in a relationship.
And I'm in a relationship. Exactly. And this is why, Melissa. When you think of Valentine's Day, a lot of people are like, oh, that's the couple's holiday. No, it's not. It's not. It's not the couple's holiday. It's a holiday for women in a relationship to get basically material crap. Not even like thoughtful. It's like you got to get material crap. They did this little study where it says that on Valentine's Day, men spend an average of $340 on a woman.
Awesome.
A woman spends an average of $65. And you know what? That's BS great. Because I haven't seen a $65 Hallmark card yet because that's all that guys get. What do you, like, okay, think of it this way. When you think of Valentine's Day, right? A lot of times you go, okay, what's a generic gift for Valentine's Day? Flowers.
Chocolate.
But it's all stuff for a woman. Let me ask you a question. What's a generic gift for a guy? Crickets, exactly. You can't think of
electronics.
Electronics. You wow, Pebbles. What? Who are you giving?
Oh no, I don't. I never did Valentine's Day, even when I was in a relationship. I don't care about Valentine's Day.
And I was gonna say, it's not a gift that you spend money on.
Yeah, that's the thing. So now it's now it's like I gotta wait for Valentine's Day to get a little cool kinky sex gift or something like that.
Right.
No, it's just completely. It's unfair. It really is.
Listen.
But this just applies, I'm guessing, to heterosexual relationships because I'm sure gay men celebrate Valentine's Day and buy each other things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's definitely a heterosexual relationship type of thing. Or maybe gay men just, you know, get in the bedroom and tear it up and they're like, why are we going to spend money? Let's just rip it up in here. Order in and keep our pants off. I'm telling
you. She's
so stupid.
But you know how there's things in the world that just, there's no explanation. It just is.
Yeah.
Let us have our moment. Like it just is.
No, I'm sorry. I have to stop here because if a relationship is two people in love, then two people should be benefiting from this dumbass holiday.
Melissa, he's benefiting.
Please. Pebbles is speaking. Preach on, my sister.
No, seriously. I don't understand why guys shouldn't get gifts either. I think that that's wrong.
I'm not saying they shouldn't get gifts, but
he loves you more than you love him? And like,
listen,
you don't think that they want to be appreciated too?
Listen, Pebbles, there is definitely a way to appreciate a man without having to spend any money.
Look, everybody's having sex on Valentine's Day anyway. That's just built into the holiday.
Not necessarily, but
it should be built into the holiday.
Listen, it's just women. We deserve to be spoiled. This is our day. Like, let us have our moment. And guys, you guys get stuff all the time. Like,
I'll
just
falling for that.
Stop you bitching.
Where
just
do you get stuff all the time?
You
really?
Do.
When? When's the male version of Valentine's
Father's
Day?
Father's Day.
Mother's Day.
What else?
Men get boned on Father's Day. Come on. Yeah, let's be real.
Well, not all guys. That's a complaint for another day.
Yeah. Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.